It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. This week, it's another shenanigans edition of It's Just Politics.
And thank you, Jack Lessenberry, for the very nice explainer of the latest political mischief coming out of Detroit. But this sort of behavior is nothing new. Tradition. 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 Very crowded primary ballots with names that are very similar, recruited by opposing campaigns. Efforts to divide the vote can also take into account ethnicity, gender, when one side recruits candidates with no hope of winning, but can maybe split the vote to sink another campaign come election day.
No matter what you think of political games, they're pretty normal.
Right, Mike Duggan?
This is politics in Detroit.
Which Mike Duggan is that?
That would be the former hospital CEO, prosecutor, and problem solver for the late Wayne County executive Ed McNamara, spelled D-U-G-G-A-N. He's still topping polls and appeared to have a good shot at winning a spot in the November runoff.
He launched the write-in after he was booted from the ballot after one of his opponents challenged him for filing his nominating petitions before he was a city resident for a full year. But a lot of experts were giving his write-in effort a pretty good shot at getting him into the two-person runoff this coming fall.
Then, welcome, Mike Duggan.
I'm Mike Duggan, and I'm running for mayor.
That's Duggan, D-U-G-E-O-N, the previously unknown Detroit barber who has never voted, but suddenly has a Facebook page, campaign website, and a slogan remarkably similar to the other Mike Duggan's. And he filed his own write-in campaign.
All of this now has the potential to make things very confusing.
More confusing. Usually, these similar name candidates are an effort to splinter the vote by baffling voters. This appears to be an effort to baffle the elections board that will have to tally the votes.
Detroit possibly headed for our very own hanging chads moment.
Because the elections board will have to make a determination which Duggan will get any votes that are misspelled. The names don't have to be spelled exactly right to be counted. And it's up to the elections board to make the determination which is which. But count on this, there will be a fight over every write-in vote not spelled absolutely correctly.
And don't forget, penmanship counts too in a write-in campaign. But let's not pretend these shenanigans only happen in Detroit.
Oh no, actually, we're in sort of a golden era of games and politics here in Michigan.
It's getting close to a year since a one-judge Ingham County grand jury started its inquiry into Bulgergate. In May of last year, House Speaker Jace Bulger engineered the party switch of Democrat-turned-Republican Representative Roy Schmidt. The whole scheme unraveled when a patsy candidate recruited by Schmidt and his son got a lot of unwelcome attention. The patsy backed out after it was learned he didn't even live in Schmidt's district.
Schmidt was shamed as he went from Republican trophy to white elephant. He went on to lose to Democrat Winnie Brinks, who got on the ballot as a write-in candidate.
Take note, Mike Duggan, or Mike Duggan, the Bulger-Schmidt saga is still not ended.
True. The political news service MERS recently got in touch with Schmidt, who told them he's thinking of trying to launch a political comeback. He said his decision depends largely on what comes out of the grand jury investigation.
Its deadline to wrap up is getting close, late August. We'll see if any criminal charges come out of that. And again, let's set the Wayback Machine to a year ago. And the resignation of Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, former Republican presidential hopeful, guitar hero, and caustic wit.
His campaign used faked signatures to get his name on the ballot, and apparently it wasn't the first time. McCotter was booted.
Soon he resigned in disgrace. The only remaining Republican was Kerry Benevolio.
Now, Congressman Kerry Benevolio, who beat a write-in effort to get another Republican on the ballot.
Spell it for me, Eddie.
Rick Pluta, that's P-L-U-T-A, is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark, that's without an E, is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.